Okay, well, I want to share some things with you tonight that I trust will touch your hearts and be meaningful to you. You know, this season we focus on several things. We focus on our families, we focus on giving, and some of us we focus on receiving, huh? And shopping, we focus on shopping. And hopefully we focus a little bit on the Lord Jesus Christ and his significance, because he is the reason for the season. There's a wonderful man of God that lives in Australia that really helped me in my early days of as I got into the Word many, many, many years ago. And he was in Ohio and helped me with, especially with tongues interpretation and prophecy. He really worked with me on that, and I'm really thankful for his life. And he would teach also Ephesians 6, put on the whole armor of God. And he was just a little guy, you know, a little Aussie guy, but boy, was he dynamic when he stood on the Word and taught it. And he would teach that section in chapter 6 of Ephesians, where you stand on the Word. You know, you got to stand. Doing all, stand. So, but he has available a blog or a site that he shares different things, and I really get blessed reading them. And I thought I would share a little bit of what he had in his recent communication here. And then I'm going to kind of take off from what he shared. So this is Peter Wade, Reverend Peter Wade. For nearly 50 years, I have preached on the events of Christmas. And every year, I wonder whether there is any new way in which to present this great event to my listeners. I have found that the impact of Christmas spreads much further than the gospel record. In fact, the story really starts in eternity before time began. The one great subject which runs through the whole Word of God is Christ, the promised seed of the woman in Genesis 3:15. This verse marks the depth of the ruin into which man had descended in the fall. And it becomes the foundation of the rest of the Bible. All hope of restoration for man and for creation is centered in Christ, who in due time should be born into the world, should suffer and die, and in resurrection should become the head of a new creation and should finally crush the head of the old serpent who had brought in all the ruin. Christ, therefore, the king and the kingdom which he should eventually set up, become the one great subject which occupies the whole of the Word of God. You know, I don't know if you remember Barney sharing just a few days ago on the red thread. That was a fabulous sharing, that Christ is all through the Bible, and you see him in different many ways throughout the Old Testament and the New. Well, Reverend Wade goes on, this Jesus came. His coming was greeted with great gladness above and great silence below. Above, the stars sent a special messenger to bid him welcome to the earth. They lightened and brightened. Below, the rusty hinges of earth's end refused to swing for him. So man failing, the lower creation shared room with him. So this baby boy was given the name Jesus by heavenly decree that in itself is an amazing legacy from the Father. And what I would like to share with you is this name Jesus. and what it means and how important it is for us to walk with power in our lives. The word Jesus in the Hebrew is Joshua. And literally, it means the Lord that saves. The Lord that saves. Christ is the anointed one. Okay, so Jesus Christ is the designated anointed one that saves mankind. So let's see what God's word says about this wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to go to John chapter 14, if you'd like to join me there. In John 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. What? How do we ask for it? In the name of Jesus Christ. When we use that name, we will have power in our life. Let me finish the verse. That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's the promise of God. We should really recognize the value of the name of Jesus Christ. That name saves. It saved man from utter damnation. And it saves people from physical sickness and death. That name does it all. It provides prosperity. It gives hope. It gives man the opportunity to have significance in their life. And it's in that name. We need to really recognize the value and power in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go to Acts. Acts chapter 3. And this is in the early church. And Peter and John are on a little walk. And somebody asks for something, a man begging there. He had some physical opportunities. And he's asking for alms. And in verse 6 of chapter 3, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Peter used the name of Jesus Christ to minister healing to that man. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And then later on, verse 16, jump down there. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong. You know, the religious leaders want to know, what happened here? How could this be? And it was through the name of Jesus Christ that made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. In the name of Jesus Christ. That name gives us power in all aspects of our life. Chapter 4 of Acts. Chapter 4, verse 1. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Well, you'd think they would be elated, that they would be happy that somebody's helping these people. But no, they were grieved. And what were they doing, though? They were preaching through Jesus, the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold. Now, they didn't lay hands on them to minister healing. These guys, religious leaders, laid hands on them to put them in jail. Okay, put them in the hold until the next day. for it was eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, now here's Peter and John and these guys, they ask him, by what power or by what name have you done this? Mm-hmm. All right. What name? Because they recognize when you would do something with somebody that had authority and power in their name. Caesar, obviously, if they did anything in the name of Caesar, everybody would shake, you know, their knees would knock, because that name has power behind it. Well, there's power behind the name of Jesus Christ. And so they're saying, well, what power did you use? What name did you use that you would do this? Verse 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by which means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, here it comes, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Wow. The name that does it is the name of Jesus. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Yeah. There it is. Man can't be saved unless he knows the Lord Jesus Christ. Make him Lord in his life. Believe that God raised him from the dead. So we've got a wonderful name that we can use as believers to have power in our life. Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, setting at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, that includes Caesar and anybody else, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Now, there's no other name coming close than the name of Jesus Christ that makes the difference. And then finally in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I mean, I think that kind of settles it, doesn't it? That kind of sets it. We've got a name that we can use that is above every name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. So let's use the name of Jesus Christ wisely, and let's use it to bring deliverance to God's people, okay? And I'd like to close out with a song here that I trust will bless you.